Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream. Mail.
That mail comes from the man himself, Brent Reed, who joins us. G'day, mate.
You there? How are you?
I'm very well. Are you playing
just
footy?
Pulling in the car park. No, I'm not playing today. I've got to do the game.
You got dropped, eh?
That was two all.
His calves were too sore, he said. Right,
they were struggling at 2-2 without me, but you know, hopefully they'll get there eventually. I mean, most of the teams we play are about 60 or 70 years old, so I'm sure they'll run out of steam at some point, the opposition.
All players.
70.
Yeah, there's a lot of them are struggling, to be fair. Anyway, it's good fun smashing them each week.
you're not a good person, really, are you, Reed? That's the bottom line. What's going on?
Both the kids' teams won. That was a good result. Anyway.
Okay. That way, hey, Reed, in 10 years' time, you're going to be one of those people that's getting smashed. Enjoy while you can.
I'm pretty close to it now, Stella.
Yeah. Terrific relationship between the Broncos and the Storm. What's happening there?
Well, I mean, there's been all sorts of blues this year. Well, there's been blues over the history, hasn't there? This year there's been, obviously Brisbane have approached the coach, Craig Bellamy. They've approached the captain, Cameron Smith. And now they've approached the CEO, Dave Donohue. I spoke to Matt Tripp, who's the chairman of the Melbourne Storm, not long ago. And to say he's ropeable would be an understatement. Basically, he's saying, you know, what's going on in Melbourne that they've basically got to try and steal all our people. I mean, imitation's the greatest form of flattery until they try and steal everyone you've got, and then it becomes insulting. And I think Matt's particularly perturbed about this latest move. Dave Donohue's off contract at the end of this year, so he's a bit different to Craig. He's, a free agent in a couple of months, but yeah, Melbourne put a lot of effort into Dave. They gave him a chance, and I think they're a bit disgusted that Brisbane would go behind their back and approach their CEO, particularly after they sounded out the coach and sounded out the captain. So relations aren't all that good between the Storm and Broncos at this current time. They're not happy, Mom. Not happy, Melbourne, not happy at all.
So Dave Donohue, he's slipped ahead of Ben Eichen in that reckoning then?
Well, I think it's very early with Dave. I don't think, according to Matt, Dave just got a phone call late last week saying, look, would you be interested? Now, Ben's been through a process. He's had at least one, maybe two interviews, Ben Eichen. So Dave's a bit of a late participant to the party. I think Ben's still well and truly in the mix. I mean, they're down to a short list, and Ben's certainly on that. And look, I think Dave will end up staying in Melbourne. I'm not sure he'll leave, but the fact he's now in the picture would suggest that they're obviously looking at their alternatives to the guys who are on that shortlist. But Ben's definitely still in the picture as well. Definitely still in the picture.
Reedy, what's the order to the appointment in regards to the boss and the coach? Which will come first, and how much space will there be between those decisions?
Well, I would think the CEO should come first, because they've got a board meeting on Monday night too, where they will basically decide which direction they'll go with the CEO. So that decision could come as early as Monday. And from what I'm told, Stella, they reckon about 10 days after that, they should have the coach. They've been talking about looking elsewhere, but it's a race in two. I think we all know that. It's down to Greeny and Kevin Walters, and one of those guys will get it. So I think they can knock that over pretty quickly. And look, they need to, because, you know, I did something during the week about clubs are already surfing Katoni Staggs and Thomas Flegler, and there've been a lot of players who are available to talk to rival clubs from November 1. A lot of really good young players, Deer and Coates, guys that want to keep and build a club around. So they need to get the decision done so the CEO and the coach can have a say in the future of that playing squad.
Speaking of getting the decisions done, Cameron Smith still hasn't made that call?
No, and I reckon if we don't get it this week, I don't think we'll get it before the end of the season. I think that's the sense now. I think the likelihood is that it'll come in the next 7 days or so. You really don't want to have. Well, you don't want to have to guess with this one, do you?
Because we've got you on tape there, Reddy.
Well, I think I've said that about three times, Stella. So you can just play the tape from the last time I said it. But the sense I'm getting out of Melbourne is if they don't hear something this week from Cam, they don't think he'll do it during the final series, because it would be an interruption. So I think we'll hear this week.
But does it matter now? We're so close to the end. It's only a few weeks. Does it matter? Is there a great deal of difference in their planning between now and, you know, grand final day, should they get that far?
Well, not really. No, it doesn't. It's not really. I mean, the only thing is, I suppose, if you do it now, Tony, it doesn't become a potential distraction during the final series where Cam and the players getting asked constantly, you know, is he going to retire? What's he going to do? I guess if you knock it over now, they're free to focus purely on finals footy. But you're right, it doesn't matter the Storm because they've got plan A, plan B. I think they're assuming, regardless of what happens, Cam won't be there next year. I think they think if Cam plays on, it won't be with them. So I think they 99% know what they're going to be doing in terms of their salary cap. They just don't know what it'll mean for Cam and whether maybe he'll be part of their coaching staff or an ambassador or whether he'll be at another club.
In terms of, he's going to be the story no matter what, even if the players are not getting asked, what's Cam doing? They'll be getting asked, you have to do it for Cam. You have to send Cam out on a good note. So regardless, I think he's going to dominate the headlines. But, I mean, the club did say, leave him alone, let him make his decision and be respectful. So have a bit of respect, Reedy, and just let him make his decision in peace.
Exactly. All right, now Brownie's here because he's interested if you've got any Warriors mail for him.
I love having a bit of Warriors mail in Brownie's. Oh, look, Jack Hetherington played last night for Penrith. He's been on loan at the Warriors. My understanding is he's got, I think, at least another year on his contract, but he's been given permission to look elsewhere. And as I understand, the Warriors have made an offer to Jack Hetherington. They're keen for him to come back on a permanent basis next year. They're obviously looking at Adam Fanua Blake as well. There would be the two of them. It wouldn't be one or the other. So Brownie could have potentially a new look front row there next year. And Jack Hetherington, who's a real firebrand, I think he's been really impressive this year, could be part of that.
Did you ask me a question? Tell me something.
Actually, Brownie, in a couple of segments ago, we were talking about Penrith, and he said it's hard. They got so many great forwards, and you know, like Jack Hetherington, he was their best forward there for a while, and you know, his eyes lit up.
I love how you know more than me. Anyway, Rudy, you must have some inside mail from someone.
I think we both know I don't know more than you, Brownie.
Brownie, can I ask you?
On so many levels,
I wouldn't imagine that Todd would see it as being intrusive at all. Have you spoken to any of the Warriors players? Have you spoken to Roger or anybody?
Oh, I've only spoke to Roger just a week or two ago about his current situation.
Yep.
He's the only one I've spoken to at this stage, yeah.
Sorry, Reedy.
All right, Reedy. What about some Anthony Seibold news? What's that?
Yeah, look, obviously he went to the Queensland Police a while ago. He then went to the Integrity Unit and they were given a name or some documents. Well, the Integrity Unit advised him to go to the New South Wales Police. So he's now gone. Anthony Seibold's now gone to the New South Wales Police with some of the documentation, some of the evidence that the European cybercrime gurus uncovered. So it's across two states now, this issue. I'm not sure where it'll go. I don't think any of us know where it'll go, but the New South Wales Police are now alerted to it as well. And we'll see how it develops.
All right, Reedy.
Reedy, I've got to... need to bring up the fact that Reedy, for some reason, I don't know, maybe there's a little bit of tension between us because I went to Reedy's house to pick up the radio equipment coming down the driveway and I get turned away.
Yeah.
Turned away from Reedy's house. I said, I'm here to pick up the radio equipment.
By Reedy.
And his lovely wife said, sorry, no, wrong house.
My wife often turns away young women who come to the
So I'm walking away and I'm thinking, I know that's Reedy's house, and I just got turned away.
She didn't recognise Em because she's only known you as a blonde, Em. You've gone, she said to me afterwards, when did Em go brunette? And I said, I don't know, recently, something.
So you got turned away because you were a stranger. Is that?
Because I said, I'm just here to pick up the radio equipment. I should have said, I should have actually said Reedy's house, right? And then, but I just got rattled and thought, I'm so embarrassed. I'm at the wrong house. Yeah. And then I'm sure that's it. And I walked away.
So the barbed wire didn't give it away?
then she hung around for about a half hour. I couldn't get rid of her. I had work to do.
Isn't there a letterbox at the front saying Reedy's mail?
No, he's got, as you go down the driveway, it's got the jingle, read about it anytime someone crosses the driveway.
I might put that on the letterbox. That's brilliant.
Thank you. Reedy, as ever, great information. We'll catch up soon, buddy.
See you, guys.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.